Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, November 10th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Maoist rebel threats force a missionary couple to leave Nepal. The U.S. pursues better relations with Europe. Church planters feel the effect of politics. And a Christian agency encourages Bible reading publicly and privately. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Nepal, where Maoist rebels are becoming more active, and that activity is forcing a missionary couple to evacuate. That's the word from Jim Long with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
We've decided for safety reasons to move them out of Nepal for at least 6 months so that things can settle down. The Maoist activity has heated up, and they are targeting places in the Kathmandu Valley, which has not been true in the past.
Long says rebels have demanded money from the couple. He's disappointed they have to relocate the couple because of their success in the world's only Hindu kingdom.
They were involved in a church planting ministry. We've seen the church grow from a very small nucleus of people to pretty big. They already have established a daughter church, and they've also been responsible for starting an orphanage.
Pray that the rebel activity will subside and that the missionary couple will be able to return. Next, missionaries with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board fled their home in Uganda under gunfire and fighting. While used to the ever-warring Karmazong people, the missionaries found this skirmish closer to home. Actually, in their front yard. Friends from the village helped the family evacuate safely. The missionaries bonded with their village friends like never before, and they hope the new bond will open the door to sharing the gospel, something the Karamojong have resisted in the past. You're listening to Mission Network News. U.S. President Bush is pursuing better relations with Europe in the wake of his election to a second term. Many Europeans don't trust the association of his administration with evangelical Christianity. Evangelical Free Church of America's Tommy Givens and his wife are church planters in Pamplona, Spain. Givens says the connection makes their work tricky at times as expatriates.
Because many people think of us as evangelicals, they are immediately turned off and unwilling to consider the possibility that this actually might be something God would have them listen to.
However, Givens says there's an openness in the church because of their vision.
We look for different ways that we can preach the gospel, and also working quite a bit in training people within the established church to be more effective in their understanding of the Bible and to try and help give a more mission-oriented identity to the church that already exists.
Meanwhile, Food for the Poor has received a donation of $2.4 million from Citibank Jamaica to build homes for hurricane victims. Partnering with missionaries, churches, and non-government organizations, Food for the Poor has helped provide food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to the world's poorest of the poor. As the fourth largest international relief organization in the U.S., they've contributed significantly to hurricane relief efforts. And the founder of Bible Pathway Ministries had a vision for sharing the power of the Scripture. Spoken aloud, the message changes lives. That led to the concept of a Bible reading marathon, where the Bible's read aloud in public from beginning to end. The International Bible Reading Association's Michael Hall says they're partnering in mission with Bible Pathway.
What we would like to see is people start Bible reading marathons at every state capital, every county seat. Just like in Ezra and Nehemiah, we see the results of the public reading of the Bible. That's what we want to encourage.
The evangelistic movement is linked to Hall's vision. He says strength of faith comes from familiarity with the Scriptures.
Christians throughout the country have Bibles, and we have to get Christians to read the Bibles that they already possess, just to read the Bible. 15 minutes a day, you can read through the Bible in 1 year, in just 15 to 20 minutes a day.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of Greg Yoder's upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, please call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.